Welcome to Amplify, a micro podcast for macrocosmic creators. I'm your host, Karen Curry Parker. Resistance. According to the dictionary, resistance is a refusal to accept something new or different, the effort made to stop or to fight against someone or something, the ability to prevent something from having an effect. For a cultural creative, resistance is the death knell for your dream. It's that force that blocks you from expressing your secret desire to write, speak, create, and share your vision with the world. It stands in the gap between where you are and where you want to be. It's that sneaky devil that causes you to procrastinate, self-sabotage, become so hyper-ritualized that you spend more time getting ready to write or create than you actually do writing and creating. It's that force that makes you think you have to create at a specific time of day while wearing your lucky hat and in total silence on Tuesdays, but only when there is a full moon, which basically leaves you writing one day a year and then feeling ashamed, frustrated, bitter, or angry that you didn't write for the other 364 days. All creators get blocked and have to face the depth of resistance, all of them, even Stephen King. Creative blocks are caused by two things. Number one, either you're battling your own inner demons, or number two, you're trying to create something that you feel is meaningless. Today, I want to talk about the second reason. Not all creative expressions need to change the world, and a sentence doesn't always have to have a clear destination, but it must have a strong impulse, pointing us towards something worth paying attention to, an idea, a concept, a feeling. Without conviction, why create at all? The end goal of your creativity, the bigger purpose, your big why of why you're a creative, works like a tractor beam. It calls you forward to serve the inspiration. It is the source of your creative flow, your commitment to your creative practice, and because it's often bigger than your ego, it brings with it a certain courage to take risks, the availability of being vulnerable, and the willingness to expose your heart to the world. Staying connected to the bigger purpose of why you're creating allows you to transcend the power of your inner demons. Sometimes it helps, when you're feeling stuck, to write out a mission statement for your current project. Why are you doing this project? What is your dream for the recipient of this creative offering? How do you envision this work changing your reader or your listener? Will they be entertained, inspired, better informed? Print your mission statement and keep it somewhere prominent so that when the resistance hits, and it will, when the inner demons get too loud, and they will, you can connect to the bigger why of why you're doing what you're doing. In other words, when you're feeling nervous, focus on the service and keep creating. Have a great week. What's the next right step for you getting your creative contribution out into the world? You can find us at gracepointpublishing.com. May your voices gain strength. May your vision stay clear and strong. May your creative fire spark change in the world.